The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And it is here, baby. It is here. The football season has begun. The Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers kick it off. A lot better game than the Super Bowl, I'll tell you that much. And I'll tell you what as well. I think Kubiak is one hell of a football coach. Get rid of guys that are supposed to be there, supposed to help you win, and throw in some guy that's never been there before and still get the ultimate and you win. Unbelievable. College football, the upsets just keep coming. Major League Baseball, we are really starting to get into that time where games are actually meaningful. This is the best time of sports, and I'm telling you what, I can't wait to talk to Jeff Rich about it. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you as always, bud?
This is the best weekend of the year. I'm feeling great. I love it. The opener in the NFL up in Denver, Colorado was worthy of the spectacle that the NFL has made it into, and I just can't wait for more.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's here. It's finally that time of year. The weather's starting to cool down here in Arizona, so that just means that we're getting more and more football weather all over the country. But we're riled up, if you can't tell, and we're getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back right back, everybody. Keep it close.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? So if you can't roll with the big dogs, stay on the board.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. As Vince likes to say, what the hell's going on out here? And I'll tell you what's going on. A lot of sports, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. First week of the NFL is always that huge optimism for every team. Let's be honest. Everybody starts out with the same record. Everybody has a chance. Makes a lot of sense to me to have the most optimism week one than any other week. And then obviously if you keep winning, the optimism grows. And then obviously maybe potentially you think of playoffs and you're thinking Super Bowl, and the rest we know is history. There is one thing I'd like to get out here right now. I'm going to make my Super Bowl prediction, Jeff. And I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Green Bay playing the Pittsburgh Steelers is what I think happens. Let's hear yours, and let's see 17 weeks from now if you and I are somewhat on the ball. I'm calling Green Bay, and I'm calling the Steelers in the Super Bowl 51. Who do you have?
I don't think that that's a bad prediction. I'm starting to lean towards the Packers in the NFC. A lot of that might be dismissing the Cardinals just because of the locality of the team, and that I do get caught up in a little bit of the local media hype about this football team. But I don't know that you could do anything with Carson Palmer as your quarterback more than the Arizona Cardinals have done over the last two seasons. I don't know if he's the guy that can get them to the Super Bowl, whereas I do think that Aaron Rodgers is that guy. He's done it before. I think that he's been a victim of circumstances along the way. I think that they caught a blessing with the quarterback situation in Minnesota that's going to make the path a little bit easier. I think that they're the biggest contender in the division outside of Green Bay. I think that's actually pretty obvious. And I think that New England will rebound from what could be a 1-3 start with Jimmy Garoppolo under center.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you want to give yourself an opportunity to win football games. And you know, and I know, Aaron Rodgers gives the Packers a great chance to win not one, but 16 or maybe even 17 games. Let's be honest. So maybe 18, maybe 19 games. Who knows? The bottom line is that you can trust him. Sam Bradford, I don't think you can trust him. Teddy Bridgewater, in all honesty, was a pretty darn good football player and a good quarterback. And when you lose that guy, it definitely takes a little bit of the steam away from what you're throwing out there on the football field. But truth be told, bottom line is, people may want to call me a homer, but I'm objective. Like you said something that was kind of key and important. They've had a lot of misfortune. I think this year the misfortune stops for those Green Bay Packers. I really do. And that has nothing to do with being a homer. It just has to do with it's time. They've had all these injuries. They've had key injuries. You have Aaron Rodgers thrown to guys who are on the practice squad or people that they just pick up late because they have to. And he still makes those guys look pretty darn good. But
well, you know, we hear a lot about systems in college, like system quarterbacks, system offenses, and the Packers are a system. The Packers are a system, but it really depends on that nucleus of Aaron Rodgers being there, and there's a few critical outlets that he has. One, Jordy Nelson, comes to mind specifically, that he really needs. And other than that, I mean, you need a viable running game. You need an offensive line that can keep him upright. And other than that, you just need the execution to work. And I think that sometimes it's off, but more often than not, it's on with number 12 of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and Eddie Lacy coming in better than usual, better shape, a little bit lighter. We'll see how it all plays out throughout the whole season. But ultimately, man, I really do like their chances. I'm not being a homer. I'm being objective. This is a team that is very good all around. And last year, I hate to say it, that was a championship-caliber defense that they had. They just didn't have the offense to go with it. So hopefully everything is put in place and all the pieces of the puzzle are there and they do come up with something huge for me. I want to get into this real quickly. You and I are both, like you said, living in Arizona. I did go to ASU, so I do watch ASU football. And I saw something amazing in that game last night. Ballage scoring 8 touchdowns, ties an NCAA record. But it was like the same play over and over and over and over and over and over. I just don't understand how Texas Tech doesn't play defense at all. You throw up 68 points. That's somewhat embarrassing, to be quite honest with you. And on the other side, ASU gave up a lot of points too. But when you score 68, you can give up 51 points or however many 55 points that they gave up. So truth be told, Texas Tech, pretty pathetic, but an unbelievable game for Ballage and ASU.
Yeah, I thought I saw the same game on Friday night up in Syracuse. And I want to point out that it's ironic that a dome that's sponsored by the carrier company is not air conditioned. I just think that that's a little bit ironic. But in the heat, Lamar Jackson goes, takes that Louisville team up to Syracuse and just runs through them. And I was insulted by the defense I saw on Friday night at the Carrier Dome by the Syracuse Orange. And I was embarrassed by the defense that Texas Tech played under Cliff Kingsbury. He should be ashamed of himself. As well as the Arizona State coaching staff, especially a guy like Todd Graham that comes from Texas, that's supposed to be this defensive guru. That's just disgusting. I mean, they shut, a couple years ago, they shut Notre Dame down in a game that they scored 60 points. And now they're allowing 50-some points. That doesn't bode well for their chances as they get ready for Pac-12 play 2 weeks from now.
With that being said, they're 2-0, and
against Northern Arizona and Texas Tech.
Right, and the quarterback play actually is surprisingly good. I like this kid. What do you think?
I love Manny Wilkins.
Yeah.
I covered this team back in 2014, and, they really stressed how, when Taylor Kelly went down and Berkovici took over, how they didn't want to take the red shirt off of Wilkins, and I see why they were saving his eligibility. I know that everybody's really excited about the freshman, Brady White, that came in there, but, this kid just can excite and electrify, and he gives them a presence that they haven't had since they lost Taylor Kelly a couple of years ago, and that's a two-way player at the quarterback position that can throw the ball. I mean, he's hurdling players. I mean, this guy, he thinks that he's Nick Chubb or something, being that marquee running back, and he really doesn't have to be. I'm actually kind of impressed with the way that Arizona State's able to open things up and throw the ball, but it all starts with that running game with DeMario Richard and the record setting Kalen Ballage.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable performance. Are you surprised at how many upsets there have been so far and to these top teams especially?
Not necessarily. You know what? This ranking system, I finally entered a college football season where I said I'm not going to pay attention to the number in front of the team for about 3 or 4 weeks because you see a team like Oklahoma State struggle with Central Michigan. You saw Oklahoma get beat down by Houston, who was probably a little underrated. And now you have this Ohio State-Oklahoma game where we really don't know a lot about either team other than that Oklahoma can't hang with Houston.
Yeah, Central Michigan, give them credit, okay? They won the football game, but how do you make that kind of a mistake if you're officials at the end of a football game? Seriously.
I am just so disappointed. You know, and I'm happy for the Chippewas. I'm happy for the Mid-American Conference. They got that taken care of, but that's ridiculous. You need to be able to overturn a call that happens on the last play of the game.
Yeah, they really messed that one up. And you know, ultimately it turned out great for Central Michigan. Pretty unbelievable, the play that they made, too. So all the credit goes to them, to be quite honest with you. But should never have happened, and we all know that. And that happens several times throughout the year. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. And on the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. That's Brian Adams. We always like to keep things real here when John Poulter, our professor of sports, comes on. If you don't get the connection, it's all Canadian. Without further ado, let's bring in our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning to you. Good morning, Jeff. Hope you guys are doing well today.
We're doing I can't complain. I don't think Jeff can complain. It's week one of the NFL, and, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the sports world. And, you know, the last time I did speak to you, your Toronto Blue Jays were in first place, and now they're in second place, one game behind. They haven't really been that many games ahead or that many games behind, but they've got themselves in a real tussle here, let's be honest. And that whole division, with the exception of the Rays, is actually that's probably the best division in baseball. And I don't think that we would have thought that necessarily at the beginning of the season, but we've come here and this is where we're at, and we've got ourselves one hell of a race in the American League East.
Yes, we have, and I think, you know, a number of conversations we've had over the course of the baseball season, we've all kind of said that while it may not be the best division in terms of the actual quality of teams, it's certainly the best division, as you point out, with the exception of Tampa Bay, the best division in terms of the possibility of a division winner and or a wild card spot coming out of that division. And as we've talked for, well, probably since the All-Star game, when the Blue Jays sort of first started to pick up, I think they were two games out on July the 11th at the All-Star break, it's been one or two games or tied either way for Boston, Toronto, and Baltimore over those 6 or 8 weeks, maybe a little bit more than 6 or 8 weeks, I guess, now. But it's really good to see some competitive baseball. The Jays were ahead by a couple of games. They went into a bit of a tailspin. They let Boston catch them and eventually go up by two games. Blue Jays played an absolutely terrible game on Friday night at the Rogers Centre here in Toronto against Boston. They just did not look like they were prepared. They had no pitching, they had no defense, and clearly they had no offense either. My wife and I were at the ball game yesterday, and all just about the opposite. It was a good, tight ball game, well played, lots of good defense from the Blue Jays, and it's amazing when you get a little bit of pitching and defense. It's amazing how much better your hitting looks, and they now have it down to one game, and they can get it into a tied situation if the Blue Jays can win today, and they have Aaron Sanchez going for them. So lots of things going for them. I think it's going to go down to the last week of the season. And the last season, the last series in the season this year is Toronto at Boston, so three-game series, so it may come down to that.
Hey, John, it's been a while since the Yankees started waving the white flag. They shipped out some of their bullpen help. Obviously, they cut ties with A-Rod, and now they're competing with all of this young talent that, you know, the Yankee fans out there are actually excited about for the first time. You know, they're actually excited about the future of this team for the first time in 5 years. What can you say about this Yankees renaissance? I know it's a hard team to feel bad for when they slump, but they're certainly doing something that we don't see very often.
That's very true, and it's funny sometimes when you you do cut bait with some of your more expensive, experienced talent, either by way of trades or them retiring. It's often interesting to see how the young kids that come up do well, and I think in this case it is a bit of a new thing for the Yankees. And I think when we talked with Shane last week, he had the thought that is this just the Yankees gearing up to spend a whole bunch of money in the off season? And I think that's going to be a very interesting situation to watch, because are we going to see the new Yankees or are we going to see the old Yankees? And if, in fact, the Yankees do decide to put the checkbook away and start going with the youth, will that signal a bit of a change in the trend in terms of these ridiculous contracts that we're seeing thrown around for baseball players? Because if the Yankees aren't spending, do the other teams have to spend to compete? And will those teams take advantage of the Yankees not spending to go out and spend money on the big free agents? Or will they sit back too and say, hey, the Yankees are making money playing the young kids and they're doing quite well. Maybe we should do the same thing. So I think it's going to be a very big decision and perhaps a long-lasting effect on how the rest of the teams deal with these big contracts when we see which way the Yankees actually do go over the close season.
Yeah, pretty amazing how tight this race is in the American League East, and we'll see what happens. Hey, give me your gut feeling. Who pulls this thing out? And with that being said, do you get one? Do you get two wild card coming out of that one division? I mean, ultimately, it could happen. So do we see every team that's in the postseason, obviously with the exception of the division winners, coming out of the American League East?
Well, it's a very good possibility. You look at the wild card standings this morning, and the Blue Jays, Baltimore, Detroit, and the Yankees are all within one game of that wild card spot. So it's not it's not unusual to see that happen. We have seen it happen two or three times. It's quite possible that it could happen again. But, you know, even the Astros are only 2.5 games out. Seattle's 3.5 games out, but they're kind of heading the wrong way. And Kansas City's 4 games out, and after that it drops off quickly, the White Sox being the next closest team at 9 games out. So I think you're really looking at Kansas City, Seattle, Houston, Detroit, and those three American League East teams looking for those wild card spots. So, yeah, it's very possible, and I think it's more the fact that the division has been very balanced this year, much more than it has been that they've been exceptionally good teams, because if you look at the overall record of those teams, there's nobody blowing anybody away. They're all pretty close, all within 8 or 10 games of 500, so that means that it's been a very competitive division.
Got to give Jeff his love as well here with the Cleveland Indians continuing to impress and have a 6-game lead over Detroit, as you've talked about, and Kansas City, who's behind them. Both those teams are over 500, so we don't want that to go without being noticed. But I do want to switch gears and move over to the National League and ask you, what has happened with the New York Mets, and how have they been able to literally light a fire under themselves and put themselves in position to play in the postseason again?
Well, the Mets are a funny team. They've been very streaky, and at the start of the year we had a discussion over whether Cleveland or the Mets were the best pitching or best starting pitching staffs in the major leagues, and I think we all kind of had different opinions on that. And I think the Mets' issue has always been that they've had good pitching, but they've just never had good hitting. And they did go into a terrible slump about a month ago, so much so that Terry Collins absolutely lost it one night at a press conference right after the ball game, and basically said, hey, if you guys don't want to be here, I'll find 25 guys who do. And right after that, they got a couple of their hitters back. Their pitching seems to have solidified. And I think they also have the advantage that, excuse me, other than Washington, there really isn't an outstanding team in that division, and while the Marlins hung in there for a long time, they're now below 500. They find themselves 14 games back, so I think their day is done. So it's really down to a two-horse race now, and quite frankly, with a 9-game lead, I don't see Washington giving it up at this time. Washington's biggest worry right now is the fact that Steven Strasburg appears to be hurt again, was removed from a game earlier this week with an elbow problem, and now there's speculation that even he is saying he may not be ready for the postseason. So
yeah,
that's a big hole to fill in Washington, but I don't think there's enough time left in the season for the Mets to catch them. But in answer to your question, I think they've just found their bats at the right time, and they're playing better baseball.
I wonder if we're going to see some complacency by the teams that lead in the National League wildcard race between San Francisco, who was vying with the Cubs for the best record in the National League for a while.
Before the All-Star break, crazy to think.
Before the All-Star break. And then you have St. Louis, who has just owned this Central Division for years and years, and maybe playing this one-game wildcard game, you know, just doesn't excite them as an organization. We'll see.
Well, that's an interesting comment. The Cardinals have never been in one of those wild card games, so to see how they handle it will be very interesting. And that, you know, we've talked before about the Giants' best record in baseball at the All Star game, worst record in baseball at 19-32 since the All Star game. Biggest problem there to me is the bullpen. Every time I turn the highlights on, I see the bullpen either giving up a save or giving up a win, and sometimes they can come back in extra innings and win it. But yeah, Bruce Bochy has to be very, very concerned about the back end of the bullpen, and we all know that in the postseason that's just as important as starting pitching. So I think the Giants have got a lot of work to do, and the Dodgers, having a relatively mediocre season, have all of a sudden found themselves in that race. And I see this morning that Clayton Kershaw is penciled in for a start on Wednesday night. So That's like getting the free agent signing coming in at the end of the year, and you don't have to give anybody up off your roster. So that's got to help them.
Hey, John, as always, really appreciate your time. I hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge, but look forward to talking to you next week about what's going on in the sports world and especially in baseball.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. And to pick up on Jeff's comment about the Carrier Dome not being air-conditioned, I guess baseball fans are happy that Coors Field, Busch Stadium, and Miller Park don't follow the same policy.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week, does a great job covering baseball for us and obviously NHL hockey when the time is appropriate. But keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
No doubt about it, summer is still in full heat. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to stay cool outside this summer right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
If you want to make your outdoor spaces more comfortable this summer, maybe you should think about adding an outdoor ceiling fan. If you do, there are a few things to keep in mind. Even though the unit will likely be undercover, you want a ceiling fan that's designed for outdoor use. That means the metal parts will be coated to discourage rust or corrosion, and the fan blades will be made from a material that won't warp or sag with temperature and humidity changes. Ceiling fans are rated in terms of CFMs, or cubic feet per minute of air they move. And for the outside, you'll want plenty. If the fan has the option and you have the space, use a small down rod to lower it from the ceiling. The closer it is to the ceiling, the more the airflow will be restricted. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 Philip. Now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders. Two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and four biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness. Perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And I'll tell you what, we're hooking up with a guy that I truly enjoy talking to, and I haven't spoke to him since the last college football season. or maybe a little bit after that, none other than Seth Marenbloom. Seth, good morning. You've got Jeff. You've got the Dorf Man. And now we've got you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you again.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I love talking college football with you. And it's actually kind of cool when we can talk about the local team here doing something spectacular and special, and that is Arizona State. Balazs last night runs for 8 touchdowns. ASU gets a victory over Texas Tech. They score 100 points. I'm just kidding about that, but they scored 68 points. They combined for over 600 yards of offense each. This was definitely an offensive juggernaut, but with that being said, terrible defensive displays on both sides of the field, but a historic night for the Arizona State football team.
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you get involved in a football game with Texas Tech, that you can basically throw any notion of defense out the window. So, you know, that just means you better be prepared to score, and Arizona State was certainly prepared to do that last night.
Yeah, they definitely put up points in a flurry and in abundance. But again, like you said, I don't think Texas Tech is known for great defense, and we saw that displayed. Are you kind of surprised with – I asked Jeff this too. Are you surprised with the lack of expertise from the so-called experts with how they have the ranking system? I mean, look, bottom line is I haven't gloated about this, but Wisconsin gets a huge victory over LSU at Lambeau Field, which, by the way, probably the most unbelievable experience for any college kid to go and play in that arena, that stadium. Win or lose, to be quite honest with you, but even more so for the team that wins, and when that is Wisconsin, you're winning in your home state, not your hometown necessarily, but your home state, a place where that is so much history, one of the most historic places that we all know of as far as sports go, and you win that game, you're unranked, but then all of a sudden you're ranked 10 in the country. How bad do the experts have it in the beginning of the season?
I think that they're completely reactionary after week one. But they kind of have to be reactionary because that first you know, preseason ranking, but just the preseason ranking period, it's based on nothing. And I think we're seeing the results of that nothingness now. More than ever.
Hey, Seth, let me ask you about bravado. Probably not the best week for you to talk about Joshua Dobbs in Tennessee after their victory over Virginia Tech at Bristol Motor Speedway. But how about from Penn State, who went into Heinz Field? All of their fans are, you know, balking on Twitter all week about how Pittsburgh's not worthy of being their rival. Pittsburgh was favored. And perhaps they didn't win by as many as they should have. But when you look at Penn State under James Franklin, how much longer is he going to skate with this mediocre program?
I'm glad you asked me about that, Jeff. Beginning of the week, I tweeted something out suggesting that if James Franklin isn't on the hot seat this year, he should be. And most of the comments I got were centered around, this is only his third year. He still has a bunch of freshmen and sophomores on the team. But my thinking is, this is Penn State. They're not a program that historically is accustomed to only averaging 7 or 8 wins a year. So I think Franklin was on the hot seat going into this game, and I think he should be even more so coming out of this game.
Speaking of you know, kind of being on the hot seat, and by the way, we are speaking with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, joins us every week throughout the college football season to talk college football. How do we get better at not having terrible things happen because of the officials. And I'm obviously talking about Central Michigan getting the victory over Oklahoma State. That should never – the play should never have happened. But with that being said, I give all the credit in the world to Central Michigan. That was a fantastic play that they made at the end of the football game. But again, it should never have happened. So how do we get better at not having the unthinkable happen when it really shouldn't happen?
I think that the way that we do that is better communication between all levels of officiating during a game. I mean, I've seen a lot of the so-called experts placing all of the blame on these MAC officials that were on the field. And I'm in the Kansas City area, and those are the experts that I'm hearing say that. What they're leaving out of the equation was, to my knowledge, the Big 12 officials were basically up in the booth. So to completely throw the MAC officials under the bus as a way of saying, hey, look, you know, the out-of-conference officials are who screwed our Big 12 team, that's completely unfair. I mean, I also believe that they should have been able to and allowed to take their time with it and reverse the call, because now they're saying, oh, game's over, what's done is done, suck it up, too bad, move on to the next game. And I think there needs to be more accountability protocols put in place for something like that. With all that said, it was an incredibly exciting play whether it should or shouldn't have happened aside, Oklahoma State should have had a defense in place that did not allow that to happen. They should have had a plan in place that would have made all of this a moot point.
That's true. Go ahead, Jeff.
And I think that after the Duke-Miami debacle with the laterals and the knee down and everything else, that happened on the last play of the game, and mm-hmm. that couldn't get overturned. And we put this provision in place for the replay booth to be able to overturn an egregious mistake. I believe that was just put in as a result of that Duke-Miami play. But, you know, we talk about the officials getting away with things. Let's talk about something a little more important in the grand scheme of things, and that's these football players getting away with things. Art Briles goes on game day. He offers some level of contrition, a lot of regrets in his statement. I thought it was genuine. I got to hear Dave Pasch, Greg McElroy, and Tom Luganbill in an otherwise not worthy of mention Ohio State-Tulsa game discuss the rehirability of Art Briles. And you have these three people, McElroy, obviously just a former player in college and the NFL. Pasch, is a play-by-play guy, and Luganbill works with recruiting. And they all said that as an athletic director, you can't take him on. Because there's, even though he's taken on accountability, you can't insure against, a guy like Briles making those mistakes again.
I disagree with that to a certain extent. For starters, I think the right program can hire him because, I mean, I do not deny that he handled that Baylor situation horribly. He could not have handled it any worse than he did. But, unlike a Jim Tressel, he has no show cause attached to him because all of these transgressions fell outside of the NCAA's enforcement arm. There are no NCAA sanctions that are attached to him that he has to carry on his back. So I don't think he's as unhireable right now as those three guys think. Now, it's a powder keg for any team that wants to hire him. So whoever hires him, they better have an athletic department in place where the leadership is so strong that they can ensure. And when they ensure it, people can trust them to say, hey, we are able to handle something like this. Because Briles gets all of the criticism, it seems like, in the Baylor situation. But he had an AD, Ian McCall, who completely botched it. He had, you know, basically a system president, school president and chancellor and all of his other titles in Ken Starr, who completely botched it. So I think if a school hires him and has quality leadership with everybody above him, it could work. But you have to have an incredible PR machine in place also to make that hire work.
That's an interesting situation, and I don't exactly know where to have my thoughts, because truth be told, if you've got guys talking negatively about you on national TV and saying you're not hireable, and those are people that people look up to in college football, so I would almost think that they're kind of hurting this guy's chances of that actually happening, maybe down the road. And that's dicey to do that to people.
Oh, it absolutely is. And they're in a tough spot because they have to give their honest opinion.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, you know, but while giving their honest opinion, I also believe that there has got to be somebody out there who, you know, works for ESPN or Fox or, you know, anybody else that broadcasts college football that has a talking head in place that would be able to offer, you know, kind of the flip side of that argument like I had just done, you know, but that, you know, they potentially get themselves into some, you know, social trouble by doing that, because then they're opening themselves up to the perception that they are supporting everything that went on at Baylor under Briles, which wouldn't be the case, but they're opening themselves up to that, and especially ESPN, the way they run their business now, they want to stay as far away from that sort of thing as possible, so they are going to stay on that train that is just harping on Briles.
That sounds really familiar. It sounds like the backlash received by anybody, including people at your site, campuspressbox.com, that didn't want to go completely scorched earth on Penn State. There, you know, there are places to pump the brakes, even when something is that heinous.
Oh yeah, I mean, people, you know, people want to be on, you know, the quote unquote right side of history. They're very concerned about that, in one sense I get, but in the other sense, if you have an opinion that is contrary to popular opinion and you are able to articulate it, then you should be confident in communicating that message.
Very well said. As always, Seth, it's a true pleasure talking to you, man. I look forward to talking to you each and every week about what's going on in college football. At this moment in time, we have like three teams in the Big Ten that could be playing for a national title. I think that's going to change quite a bit, but Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin are all teams that are playing excellent football early in the season.
Oh, yeah. The Big Ten is looking strong right now. Still a lot of football to play out, but they're positioned very well right now.
Hey, appreciate it as always, Seth, and can't wait to catch up with you next week, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, who joins us each and every week, does a great job, to be honest with you. Love talking to that guy about college football. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're going to wrap up hour number one, which absolutely flew by. Hour number two on the horizon. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Takes the snap, standing in the pocket, throwing a deep shot to burn it down the near sideline. He's got it! Touchdown, 49ers!
Been a while since that's happened, let's be honest. Especially taking a back seat to Clint Gabbert. So that's just brutal when you're thinking about things for Colin Kaepernick. We haven't even discussed that, really, and I don't know if I even want to be quite honest with you, Jeff. There's been so much talk about it. I think it speaks for itself, to be honest with you. And you can take my comment however you want to take it, because I really don't care, to be honest with you. Take it how you want. But I think his actions speak very loud to me about how he feels about this country. And I don't share the same thoughts. That's all I can say.
Well, we've got the Battle of California in the nightcap on Monday Night Football, and should something happen to Blaine Gabbert, I hope that Colin Kaepernick is ready for the sake of his teammates and the sake of his coach and the sake of his organization.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, at the end of the day, there's 52 other guys that you're playing for, and everything else really shouldn't matter at that point, to be honest. So, good point. As I can hear that music, means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Hour number two is on the horizon. A lot of NFL football talk coming up. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America and the world recalling what happened 15 years ago this day.
Oh my God, we're...
That audio from amateur video as 9/11 began to unfold in Lower Manhattan.
It hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Sean, what kind of plane? Was it a small plane, a jet?
It was a jet.
In the end, nearly 3,000 people died when a total of four terrorist-hijacked airliners crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Both presidential campaigns pausing today in honor of the tragic anniversary. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump instead expected to attend the annual memorial service held at the footprint of the fallen Twin Towers in Lower Manhattan. Commemorations also being held at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania and at the Pentagon, where President Obama will speak. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Hillary Clinton expressing some regret for the comment she made on Friday about half of Donald Trump's supporters being, quote, deplorables.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
The Democratic presidential nominee issuing a statement Saturday apologizing for being grossly generalistic. Trump still says Clinton's comments are disgraceful, adding they show bigotry and hatred for millions of Americans. He shot former President Ronald Reagan and critically wounded and permanently disabled his spokesman James Brady. And that was the sound as it happened back in March of 1981. But yesterday, the man who pulled the trigger, John Hinckley Jr., was released from a Washington, D.C. area mental hospital, a federal judge ruling earlier this summer he's no longer a danger to himself or the public. Hinckley now being permitted to live with his elderly mother in Williamsburg, Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
More now on this tragic 9/11 anniversary. It was 15 years ago that the terrorist attacks occurred. All these years later, some first responders are still dying because of that day.
This week, New York's fire department added 17 names to the list of firefighters killed from 9/11.
They still feel the pain of 9/11. I think they always will. Those of us that were here at the time, it's a painful time of year. For the fire department, it's particularly painful.
The names added are members that died recently from illnesses connected to the recovery efforts at Ground Zero.
That report from correspondent Craig Martin. The Florida teenager who's been repeatedly accused of impersonating a doctor in more trouble with the law, Malachi Love Robinson, arrested at a car dealership in Virginia on Friday for allegedly trying to buy a car with fraudulent information. The Stafford County Sheriff's Office says the fake doctor completed an online credit application to buy a $35,000 Jaguar. He was with an elderly woman at the time who he claimed was his mother, but suspicious employees called deputies who arrested Love Robinson after talking to him and the woman. She turned out to be a distant relative and said she didn't know her information was being used on the credit application. And the nurse seen kissing a sailor in the iconic photo marking the end of World War II has died. Greta Friedman was in Times Square celebrating the victory over Japan when that sailor walked up and gave her a big smooch. Her son says she did die after a series of ailments. She was 92.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Week one of the NFL season is upon us. With one game already in the books, the defending champs, the Denver Broncos, do nothing but that, and they do go out and defend their championship and win, beating the Carolina Panthers. Haven't really gotten into this game much. I saw some good things from Denver. Saw some good things from Carolina, but I saw more good things from Denver than I did Carolina. And I'm going to go back to saying it. Gary Kubiak, man, that guy is one hell of a football coach. Let me welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And I'm wondering now, because of something you just said, was Mike Shanahan's expertise always just having Gary Kubiak as his right-hand man?
Good question, man. To be honest with you, obviously a very good offensive mind, we know that, but defensively, that team's darn good. I mean, just a solid coach. I hate to say it. A guy that was waiting in the wings and took advantage of the opportunity, and Denver's reaping the benefits now, let's be honest. But tons to talk about. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, just getting warmed up. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved. You really can. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. All right, so here's the deal. It's week one of the NFL football season. Everybody's got a shot. Even your Cleveland Browns have a shot, man.
That's technically true, but
hey, you're jacked up.
I'm very jazzed up for the season, man. Yeah. Like, you know, the NFL is an entertaining product through and through, and with me, it's not what it is with a lot of people, which is fantasy football. I just really enjoy watching something that my heart's all kinds of tangled up about the Cleveland Browns. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I kind of came up on things, and I actually mentioned it on a podcast I was on this weekend, is that John Elway happened to us like 30 years ago, and I'm kind of finally past it. I don't know what happened, but, you know, Peyton Manning moves on. I'm just watching two good football teams on Thursday night, honestly, without a dog in the fight. And I've always had this thing with Denver for a long time. So it's nice to just be able to watch them and kind of turn the page as that bitter Browns fan and move on and just appreciate what's going on the field at Sports Authority Field in Denver.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Like, you probably never thought that RG3 would be the guy in Cleveland, right?
Well, I thought that they were going to make the trade that St. Louis made, or that Washington made to acquire that pick from St. Louis in the first place all those years ago, and that Jeff Fisher gets fat and happy about when he can send those players out as captains for those games. But I didn't think that it would happen once Washington made that trade to draft him number two overall behind Andrew Luck.
Right.
This is an attempt at resurrection for Robert Griffin III. Nobody's fooling themselves to think that he's worthy of the same hype that he received, probably appropriately, coming out of Baylor before Shanahan broke him.
Sure. So my point is this. Okay, so you got a guy that, like you said, wants to resurrect his career, has a chance to do it there in Cleveland, where, let's face it, you know, they've been bad for a long time. So truth be told, if he goes in there and has a decent season and they're of 500 or better than 500 football team, he's done one hell of a job, and so have the Cleveland Browns for making the attempt and giving this guy an opportunity to go out there and, I guess we could call, maybe go out there and reprove himself or you know, get himself to back to where he thinks that he can go out there and compete and be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So do you have – my question is, do you have any faith in this guy to go out there and be productive and maybe give you guys a chance to say there's a future here?
I think it's an uphill battle. I think that it's going to be a real challenge. I think that Robert still has a little bit of that, you know, that talent that everybody loved from him coming out of Baylor in 2011. But, you know, 5 years have passed. This is a different Robert Griffin III. You know, Hugh Jackson, I would say that if anyone can do it, Hugh Jackson can do it. But it's up to Robert Griffin III, and I don't know that he's got enough ammunition to pull it off. The one thing that I will say on the bright side is if it does work, this isn't like baseball where you take these one-year flyers on reclamation projects, like when the Indians picked up Scott Kazmir from like Independent League Baseball a couple of years ago. They have a great season, and then you can't afford to retain them. The chemistry in the NFL, especially from the quarterback position, is just too damn important. And I think that Brock Osweiler is going to suffer a little bit of that in Houston. But if Robert Griffin III can have a decent year, I don't think that he's looking for greener pastures on the other side of the 2016 season if what he does can work in Cleveland.
There's some other reasons why Osweiler is going to probably struggle with the Texans. First and foremost, let's be honest, that Denver defense was phenomenal, okay? And it makes it so much easier for the quarterback to just go out there and manage the game versus actually like having to make plays left and right. And I think that people don't realize how important a very, very good defense, a game-changing defense is in the NFL. Really, that's almost like putting an offense out on the field for them to a certain degree.
I recognize how stout the Denver defense was, and all things considered, considering how much inexperience Carolina had out there on defense, I thought they played a heck of a game as well. You know, they didn't allow too many big plays, but I've got to give it up for Kubiak. You know, you brought it up in the open, and I want to kind of continue to give him a pat on the back here, is that this zone blocking scheme that has been around since Terrell Davis, led the Broncos to one of their first two Super Bowls. Uh-huh. I think that it's amazing, given the evolution of the NFL and given how the shelf life of gimmicks like the run and shoot offense, those things expire so quickly. And as long as the players that are playing under Gary Kubiak buy into the system, and it takes all 11 guys on the offensive side of the ball to buy into that system, you can create a hole for a fullback to break a 30-yard touchdown, and you can get CJ Anderson to do what he did on Thursday night against Carolina. And that was ultimately what set it up. It wasn't Graham Gano missing the kick. It was all of the things that Denver did buying into this system under Gary Kubiak. Even after winning the Super Bowl, it seems like they're all on board with it, and Denver is going to be a very dangerous football team, even if Trevor Siemian is very, very average throughout this season.
Yeah, but with that being said, I mean, I was surprised at how well the kid played. I mean, he's not going to kill you with flash. Let's be honest. We know that. But he managed the game just as well as Brock Osweiler or Peyton Manning did, for the most part. And the only difference is the name on the jersey. Let's be honest. I mean, that's why I think Gary Kubiak is so good, because you can just – it seems like you can just put anybody – you can plug anybody into the system that he's got, and they're going to be effective. I'm amazed, man. I really am. I thought Denver would take a slip back. And look, it's week one, okay? So they still have time to take a step back. But out of the gate, that kid was pretty darn good. And I give so much credit in this case to Gary Kubiak. I really do.
Did you see what I said the other night before the game about Trevor Siemian? That I thought that he needed to bring his A game, but not necessarily play the game of his life. And his numbers weren't super impressive.
No.
But he definitely passed the eyeball test, especially with the double clutch throw early on to Virgil Green on that first drive. I thought that that really kind of took the burden off of him and all of the pressure of starting your first NFL game. I thought that he got got that monkey off of his back really quickly with an instinctive improvisational play, and they pulled it off.
I think what we're both looking for is the word that we're looking for is poise. And I think that I'm so surprised at the poise that Siemian displayed out there week one. He, you know, when they were down, he didn't really get flustered. When they were down, he didn't feel like he had to make a play that would be a game-changing play. You know, he went about his business and he kind of took what was there. And you don't really see that from young guys. Let's be honest. You don't see that sometimes from veterans like that happen late in a ball game. They get flustered. So to see that kind of play out of this kid week one, I think his future is bright. I think the Denver Broncos' future is bright. Again, with a defense like that, you really can't go wrong. I mean, and again, Gary Kubiak seems to be a very good football coach to the Dorfman. Good football coach.
It's been difficult. It was difficult watching that game, trying to flush the thought out of my system of a sixth-round quarterback pick. Now, Siemian was a seventh-rounder that had to take over a playoff-ready team 15 years ago, and I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, look, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, it's the way it goes, man. It's just, we got lucky. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $399. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $299. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're about 30 minutes away, man, from the opening week, Sunday, NFL football. And, you know, I haven't really given it much thought. I mean, I have, but not verbally. In my mind, I think about it and what this day means to me and how it's symbolic. But truth be told, this is just an unbelievable day in our history of our lives. And the fact that we sit around and watch football and enjoy the sport of football, we cannot forget what happened. 9/11 will live in my mind forever. I have family that lives in New York. And the day means something to me. And I'm pretty sure it means something to most Americans out there. But just remember how lucky we are that we're watching football, we're living the lives that we want to live, and we do what we want to do day in and day out for the most part. But never forget 9/11, and just know how important each and every day is in your life, because you just never know when the last day could be and for what reason it could be either. And I know that's kind of a tough way to open the segment, but you know, you mentioned something about what happened 15 years ago for Tom Brady. The opportunity came, and the guy definitely made the most of that opportunity. Yes or no, Jeff?
Well, absolutely. There's no question about that.
Yeah. I mean, so think about all the different things that happened throughout your life. And just know that 9/11 was a day that was just the worst day that you could ever imagine. And it kind of leads me to this point. I mean, in all honesty, can you imagine, seriously, can you, I don't really even want to talk about it, but it's on my mind because of the day and the significance and what it means to me. Can you seriously imagine Colin Kaepernick getting on one knee today and not standing and honoring that flag in the United States? Like, seriously, is that really going through your head the way it's going through my head?
I think it's fortunate that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have to be on the field during a national anthem on September 11th. I think that that's a very fortunate thing. I think that the cooler heads prevailed with the Seahawks, unless their intention was never malicious, but they are going to stand arms locked as their statement, which is perfectly appropriate. They can make their statement without and I actually hope that they set the precedent that standing locked arm in arm as a sign of unity is their sign of protest and their voice of demonstration and things like that. So I think that Kaepernick and Eric Reed and probably several more teammates in Santa Clara tomorrow will take a knee, too much to the dismay of the Santa Clara Police Department, who is providing security for the game. But You know, I'm ready for this to not blow over, but I'm just ready for this not to be in the forefront as much as it has been.
Are you surprised that the jersey sales for this guy have increased with the obviously with the publicity that he's gotten from his stance on whatever it is that he's taking a stance for? And I know what he's taking a stance for, but I just truly don't know if he knows, and that's why I'm phrasing it the way that I'm phrasing it. And I'll tell you what, I saw Shannon Sharpe speak the other day about this, and I actually kind of I like what he had to say about it, and I understand what he had to say about it, but I just don't see how we progress when we continue to go back. And I don't know how we get better by living out the past. So I'm not blind, man. We all see colors, of course. But I also see through those colors and I see people. So I don't think it's as black and white as people make it sound and make it seem. I really don't. And you're right. It's lucky that Colin Kaepernick isn't going to be on a football field on 9/11, but he will be on 9/12. And at this point, I don't know when he's going to stop or when he's going to feel that progress has been made. Because I don't know how you can figure that out. And if you see one good thing happen, does that mean that good things are happening all over the country and all over the world? No. So how do you know when the situation is better? You know, I mean, I think you make your point, and then after that, I think if you continue to do what you're doing, that's how you're showing me to be disrespectful. Does that make sense to you, Jeff?
Yes, absolutely. There is no metric for this. I want to go back to your point about the jersey sales. I think that represents a step in the wrong direction that people are, you could support his cause without blatantly. I think that when you put money forth, when you invest in supporting a guy that is disrespecting the flag, and you can he can say it day and night that that's not his intention, but that is exactly what he's doing. You know, there are a number of actions that I won't even cite that could be done and then tried to attempted a justification in another manner, and it would not play out the way that this Kaepernick thing has played out and been supported. I think that there's a lot of people that are just really out there trolling, supporting such a misguided demonstration, and I'm disgusted by it. I'm more disgusted by the support of it than I am by the action itself.
Yeah, and look, again, it's everybody's First Amendment right to speak out.
And I'm not saying that he doesn't have that right. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers and the NFL could find alternative solutions that don't require him standing, but also don't require the cameras to be focused on him when he does it each and every game.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, so they're continuing to bring light to it by actually showing him. And I think at this point, everybody knows that that's what he's doing. So there's no need for them to make a spectacle of it. And I kind of agree with you on that, man. I mean, again, I think when you make your point, you make your point, and then you move on. Because yeah. the more you continue to do that, I think it takes away from your point.
And on the flip side, from the media's perspective, on the flip side, if they don't show it, they get accused by the other side of shying away from it and trying to bury the story. So, I mean, they really can't win either way, but I think that I would rather them lose in the other manner.
Yeah, and look, I don't think anybody supports police brutality. So that, to me, is where I'm confused at truly what the message that he is really trying to portray is. I don't support police brutality. I don't think you support police brutality. I don't support police brutality on white people, black people, whatever. I'm just really confused as to what the real message is here.
The message is that Colin Kaepernick wants to make noise. You know, we joked about it, but I think it's possible that he just got caught not standing one day and decided to make it, you know, make a thing of it. We've seen things in sports and social issues snowball, like the Ryan Lochte situation down in Rio, that it just got out of control over nothing. And, you know, I think that Colin Kaepernick has gotten the attention that he was hoping for and just likes it too much to walk away from it.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think I'm pretty reasonable. I think I'm pretty rational. And I don't think there's anybody out there that supports police brutality. So,
or racism.
Or racism. Yeah. Again, I mean, I think that people that have messages should just really understand what their message is and not just make a stance to make a stance. I mean, again, I don't. If I have a message to give and my message is I don't like police brutality and I don't like racism, I'm not going to not stand for the national anthem. I don't think the two are related. I hate to say it. I don't think they have anything in common. Zero in common. Anyways, got to take a quick break for the cause. Pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Red 90!
Kaepernick takes the snap, standing in the pocket, throwing a deep shot to burn it down the near sideline. He's got it! Touchdown, 49ers!
It may be the 21st century, but your home may be in need of an ancient upgrade. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share a lesson straight from the history books that could save your home from disaster right after this.
Hey, Jim, you watching the game?
Not till I'm done. Every time I build a Yellowwood project on game day, we win. Gotta be luck. So this day bed should get us to the championships.
You build? For every game?
And we always win.
And what's your wife think?
She thinks we could have a perfect season if I build a lucky deck.
Backyard better with Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Download your project at buildyellow.com. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
Historical records show that as far back as the 5th century B.C., warriors would defend themselves with a metal-linked mesh that we know as chainmail protecting is wear. But this very same concept is absolutely critical when it comes to your water supply lines. Replacing any rubber or plastic supply line you may have with the steel mesh type lines could avert a water-soaked disaster. There are many stories of homeowners away on vacation or at work and the washing machine or dishwasher lines suddenly burst, causing thousands of dollars in damage. Steel mesh lines are many times stronger, resisting possible rupture, and a very inexpensive piece of insurance that will protect your home today with an idea that's over 2,500 years old. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 Phillip, now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders, two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy, and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and four biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness, perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good!
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. We're now going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NFL insider. Shane, thank you for last week. I appreciate you helping out, obviously, and we appreciate you doing what you do for us week in and week out. So anytime I can't be here, even if I can be here, man, you're welcome to do the whole show anytime you want, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It was very fun.
So I just got to get this straight because I've been thinking about this, and Jeff and I were just talking about Colin Kaepernick and his message and whatnot, and I'm thinking about my message that I have for people too, and I don't support police brutality and I don't support racism, but I'm definitely in support of this country, and I don't understand what standing for the national anthem has to do with police brutality and or racism. Because I think that it's mainly what they're talking about is that police are obviously killing blacks more so than whites or anybody else when they wind up going after them. And, you know, they make the argument that people of color wind up getting shot more so or killed by police than people of other colors. So my question is,
Let me jump in real quick. I don't think that it's just the brutality. I think that, you know, the term oppression in general means the harassment that, you know, that they are targeted for crimes that, you know, people in more wealthy communities are not. And, you know, and for their counterparts in those wealthy communities that deserve to be there, how they're targeted for not being the suitable demographic for the neighborhood that they may be in. But by the way, good morning, Shane. Good to have you back.
Okay,
thanks, Jeff.
And I definitely understand that. But again, what I'm asking Shane is, my question is if I don't support police brutality and I don't support racism, does me not honoring the flag, is that a positive or is that a negative? I guess what I'm saying is, how does that show that my message, how does that support my message?
I think that it doesn't matter to the people that are kneeling or sitting or linking arms, whether or not the general public thinks it's a positive message or a negative message, or even if they question their delivering of the message. I think the point is that people are talking about it and are bringing it up, and it is in the discussion again. I think that from a Caucasian male in Denver, Colorado, the interesting thing is that we're not sure where the message is pointed, but in the discussion, we cover a lot of things, whether because we have 3 people and we all have 3 different opinions on what we think they're trying to say. You know, Jeff is saying more towards, I think it's more about discrimination and going towards a demographic and pulling athletes over or people that are in of African-American descent that are driving nice cars get pulled over for no reason because they think there's something going on. They would never do that with, I know that if I got pulled over because I had a nice car, it's because I was doing something else. I've never experienced that, so I can't really say that that's not happening. But from our understanding, that's it. And then, Andy, you're talking about the idea that it's about brutality. And in my opinion, I think it's about the very pointed messages of there are videos out there that show police officers doing things to African-American people that seem out of the blue, just ludicrous, like brutality and violence and reacting to them in a way that doesn't seem appropriate, they get called to the carpet. They get brought to supposedly justice, and judges and courts and their bosses are saying, you know, they didn't do anything wrong. And I think, in my opinion, that's what I think Colin Kaepernick started this about. But we're having a discussion about it, and I think that's the only goal. Doesn't matter whether we think that we agree with it, we disagree with it, whether or not the flag is the right way to do it. They want discussions to happen. And as there are more and more people, and now the Seahawks are supposed to lock arms as a team, more and more people are jumping on this to get this discussion going again when they feel that it had gone silent after a while.
Right. And very conversation is a victory for that cause.
Sure. Okay. Exactly. Okay. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. And if we can bring light to it by discussing it and not doing it in a manner in which people are protesting, I'm cool with that. See, like, that's what you don't get. I'm okay with people being aware and people getting educated, because that's how you make the place a better – how you make the world a better place. But the way in which you go about it – so now that you've made your point, why continue to kneel instead of standing when you say that when you see progress, you will decide to stand again? And just the mere fact that we are talking about it, like you said, that's a win. So what does he need to see, or what do other people need to see that are now joining in this protest, if it's not raised awareness, heightened awareness, people talking about it? That to me is a positive. What will it take for people to get back to honoring the flag and those freedoms in which they have the manner to do what they want to do?
Well, let me ask both of you something. Did you see Robert Klemko's column as told by Brandon Marshall as to his justification for kneeling on Thursday night? You know, he was a teammate of Kaepernick at Nevada, Reno. But, you know, he recounted a story about an incident in Miami where a restaurant had to be evacuated because of shots fired. And because he didn't listen to the person directing pedestrian traffic, he was questioned and handcuffed. And it was, you know, when you're disobedient in those situations, and I'm not sure, I'm not saying that you have to be 100% toe the line. If you're not given lawful orders, you don't have to follow them. But they're trying to evacuate the scene of a shooting, and he goes his own way, in his own words, and then he's, you know, of course, approached by police because this is a tense situation, and he's going to kneel on our flag because of that. That's pretty lame to me, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I think I remember. Something that was, when I was younger, I was always interested in is, really, I always like to read, like, biographies and understand other sides of stories and reading. And something when I was younger that really sparked my interest is really understanding where the other side of the story comes from, it's not something that happens now, but slavery and discrimination and due to color and race and stuff like that. It was something that I wanted to understand, that, like I said, being a white kid, I could never understand that. And there's a book by David Halberstam, and now I'm going to make a parallel but not a link, called The Children. And it is about these kids who decided to sit at the counter of diners throughout the South and started a whole movement, 8 of them, and follows them throughout their life. He checks in with them like once every 6 months and writes a whole book about how they were completely imperfect and how they had no idea what they were doing, but they stuck to their guns, and it changed, and it changed them. And I feel like that's a parallel now. It's not as bad as sit-ins and discrimination across the South, but I feel like Colin Kaepernick is an imperfect start to something that people want to have a discussion about and want it fixed. I don't know where it's going to end. In my opinion, when he started it, my opinion was, this will never end, because there's always going to be one police officer that is the rogue police officer that may have discrimination, that may be racist, that does something, and it's going to be brought to light. So you're never going to end that. It's never going to end, unfortunately. So he'll never stop kneeling.
And to your point, Shane, every major social issue has its hiccups. You know, Rosa Parks wasn't the first woman of color with her story. They just didn't have an ideal candidate in a pregnant, unwed 15-year-old. And Roe versus Wade, it took them a while to find their Jane Roe for that case too. So yeah. Social change happens, but just because there are hiccups, I want to acknowledge and appreciate the link that you make between those two stories, because I think that is a very, very valid point.
Yeah.
I don't think that Colin Kaepernick is it. I actually respect it more that he went from sitting, listening to people that were talking to him and saying sitting is really disrespectful. I would kneel so that it shows like more of a gesture and it's less disrespectful, I think, than sitting and holding your head. I think that that's valuable. To answer the question of when do I think it'll end, if he's really looking for social change and for there to be no police brutality against predominantly African Americans, or if an African American has police brutality done to him, that it's always going to be, hey, this guy did something bad and he's fired and he's done for it, that he'll be kneeling for the rest of his life, for the rest of his career. I don't think that's going to end. And that's unfortunate. I'm not saying like, hey, yeah, racism, yay. It's like, no, it's unfortunately there are just bad people that get put in places of power and abuse that power, and that'll be brought to light. And it just won't end, unfortunately.
Good points. Shane Koenig, our NFL insider, joining us here on the program. Well, let's get into some of the real football stuff going on. And look, let's go to Cleveland real quickly. And Jeff and I have talked about this quite a bit too today. RG3 getting a chance to resurrect himself there in Cleveland. Is it possible, Shane?
I think with the offensive weapons that he is going to have eventually, and who, when they are at full strength, will have two good running backs, a really good option in Corey Coleman, a really good option with Terrell Pryor, who is an up-and-coming talent, and obviously Josh Gordon. The familiarity with RG3 and Josh Gordon and how RG3 likes to throw the ball, there is potential for him to get back to form. Always, as with every team and everybody out there, it's going to be about an offensive line that can protect RG3. It can be about him being smart and getting out of the pocket and utilizing his legs the way that he wants to, but being smart and not getting injured. And the other part is that they're going young, so I don't even know if Cleveland expects them to be good. Like, they're releasing players that are veterans that are going to cost them money. They're trying to stockpile draft picks and going young. So it's hard to say, yeah, I think that RG3 can have a good season. I don't think that that's necessarily going to translate into the Cleveland Browns team, especially on defense and offensive line, translating to a strong winning record.
I don't think that offensive line is anywhere near ready to protect a guy that's been as fragile as he has. Another contest in the AFC today in the early slate, Cincinnati going to the Jets. Both of them had really good years a year ago. If one of these teams is going to regress, who would you expect it to be in the 2016 season?
That's tough. I think the Jets, with how many – they both have lost players. The thing about the Bengals is they've always had – a really, really deep team through strong drafts in the past 5 to 6 years, especially with the defensive backfield. So I feel like even though they've lost some of their senior veteran players, that depth is now going to come to the front. They may not be as deep, but they're still going to be talented. I think the Jets, with their suspensions to their defense, are going to struggle. I think that they could be good, but it'll take about 4 to 6 weeks because of the suspensions that have come down for various parts of their teams, and even dropping players that they have lost, since Todd Bowles has gotten there and they got a new GM. They've lost some of that. Even first-round talent that they drafted has been released and let go. So I think their defense that should get up, it'll take them 5, 6, 7 weeks to get there. So I would expect them to regress a little bit, and I think that Fitzpatrick is a good quarterback, but I think the more tape that he has, and then you see that the offense that running, I think that there's going to be some defenses that are going to respond strongly to him, and he's going to take a step back as well.
Hey, as always, Shane, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Next week we'll have more football to really talk about and kind of get into some of the things that happened in week one and what we can look forward to for the rest of the year. But obviously, thank you very much. Appreciate last week. Appreciate this week. Appreciate everything, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Shane Koenig, our NFL insider. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Storfon Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us in this hour. Does a great job of talking NFL football for us. Jeff, as always, parting shot time. You're up, brother.
I will be brief. God bless America and go Browns.
That is definitely brief. I'm not going to be as brief, but I'll be brief as well. Obviously, God bless America. This is just such an important day in our history and our lives. And obviously, do not take it for granted that you're sitting there watching football and enjoying the day. There's people out there fighting for us each and every day so that we can do all these things that we do. Now my message to the NFL and the Green Bay Packers. Let's go kick some butt. Let's show them who we are. Let's go to Super Bowl 51. Let's win this thing. Let's get back and let's bring that trophy back to where it belongs, to be honest with you, man. I am such a diehard Green Bay Packer fan. I pretty much bleed that green and that yellow. So go out there, show us week one who you are, and the rest of the year show us who you are. And let's get to that ultimate prize, the Super Bowl, and let's win it. For Jeff, for Scott, for everybody else, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here. Till next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.